Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio. This was recorded in an Airbnb in London.
Hey everyone, today's episode is proudly sponsored by the Comic Confidential podcast, another fellow Australian podcast recorded up north where it's hot as shit and the humble Australian thong is the government-mandated footwear. You might know these as flip-flops, jandals, or the Australian slipper. It's the perfect podcast for comic book movie news, reviews, and discussions with an Australian twist. That's Comic Confidential. You can find them on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever good podcasts are found. Like Pack Down Behind the Sofa. If you do have a look and end up finding one of ours down there, feed it some powdered sugar and a small shot of coffee, and then please return it to P.O. Box 7127 in Reservoir East, Victoria, postcode 3073. That would be much appreciated. Also, in some live show news, the majority of the shows and venues have been announced for our Plumbing the Death Star Get Cooked National Tour. We're going to be hitting Melbourne, Perth, Sydney, Brisbane, Canberra, and Adelaide. So, if you want tickets, just head on over to sanspantsradio.com/live.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, robots, fuckable?
So there are a lot of robots out there. All of varying degrees of bonability.
Yeah, I guess it depends which robot.
Well, there's a big difference between your R2-D2s and your C-3PO's on a bonability scale.
I want to argue that I think technically all robots are in some way fuckable.
I think it's more a case of they are fuckable, but would you fuck them?
Yeah, because like I could get my end away with R2-D2, but like I don't know if...
Would you want to fuck R2-D2?
I don't know.
I was saying
maybe.
And I'm just saying like you have to choose the one you'd have the nicest experience with.
Oh.
And I feel like R2-D2 would... be very polite about stuff and he make you feel really good about yourself.
Well, I mean, that's just up to my interpretation of his beeps. I'm like, I'm assuming he's having a nice time.
Robot. So I don't really know what's happening here.
The worst part, I'm just going to jump straight up.
Wall-E? Was it Wall-E?
No, I'm just going to stick to R2-D2 for a second.
Oh, sorry.
That wee noise he makes, definitely orgasm.
Although, he does have like little things he shoots out of his body for like little appendages and
that's
whatnot.
True, but I feel like everyone...
So you can imagine R2-D2 just like thunk and a big dildo.
But the thing is, R2 is not designed for pleasure, but he does have holes and protuberances. But what I keep thinking is that...
So you're just thinking about what men would do, though?
No, well, that's what the protuberances were for.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And if I wanted him to fuck me in the ass, I guess. Yeah. That's
why wouldn't you?
Well, you know, like, R2, we are having a night of sexual exploration.
Yeah, well, you know, in episode one, where he just, like, is sprouting oil everywhere and giving everyone a bad time.
Yeah.
I think that's episode two.
It's very weird that a robot's full of oil. It's the future. We're still using fossil
fuel. That'd be nice. Nice doing that. She covers me in oil. I'm like, oh, thanks, R2-D2. That was a good time.
Look, I mean,
give me a towel. I got to wipe this up.
I regret bringing up R2-D2 because that's definitely not where we should have started.
Also, what I was going to say is that every protuberance and every hole has electricity.
Oh, yeah.
Because he always is like, bzap, or he'll be like, click, click, bzap. And that's just, I don't want to electrocute my penis.
Well, that could be nice.
Or he's prostate.
He's quite short as well. So yeah. In terms of, it'd be more like, you just fucking him in the face. That's basically what it would be.
Does he
vibrate?
Well,
he makes like squealing noises. I mean, maybe it should be, what can you get away with without anyone thinking it's weird? Because if you were doing that and your mum walked in, you'd be like, I got nothing.
I imagine I was doing that in the Millennium Falcon.
While hand watches.
Being like, oh my God.
But does R2-D2 vibrate?
I don't know if it...
I don't know.
Because if so, it's just an awkward Sibian.
Yeah, that's true. He's just like a big, like vibrating egg. I guess.
So I guess you could. Oh no!
Rub yourself against.
You
him.
Could. Yeah. You could.
But
just,
like a washing machine.
Sit on R2-D2 and be like, rock for me, baby.
I guess like what is a washing machine but sort of a budget R2-D2?
Exactly.
In a way.
A washing machine is kind of a robot, I guess.
Yeah. You could paint a little face on it. Sit on it.
Yeah. It actually does weird me out that R2 doesn't have a face. It means I can't look him in the eye while it's occurring.
He's got like an eye.
Can I add things to R2?
No, I think we've got it for the sake of this episode. Assume the robots are as they come.
Because like, again, if he just put like again a nice like dildo on top of his head and spins, I mean, that could be fun.
Yeah, oh, that sounds weird. Just spinning. Like he's spinning or you're spinning.
Well, the top bit of him is spinning.
So no. You're spinning.
Well, I figured I was holding onto a handle, but yeah.
Because that sounds like, kind of fun.
Yeah, it's like an amusement ride, and I get my prostate like smacked. So things are going good for me.
I don't ever in my life want to come across you spinning on top of R2-D2. I just don't know if I could ever look at you. I'd be like, there are easier ways to do this.
I think even if it was just like you didn't. Because that worries me and thinks that like one day I'm just going to come to your house and you're just like a Roomba with a dildo on it and you're just like sitting on it.
Roaming around the house. I clean.
It's a very slow ride. And look how my house is dust free. Salmon, I'm noticing your house is very clean recently.
It cleans and it fucks.
Imagine it's not, we see Salmon on it. We're all just hanging out. We see the Roomba coming with the dildo on top. We're like, I'm doing the math. And I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, I think I'd just go straight Michael Fassbender.
In what?
In Prometheus.
He's going to kill you.
No, well, that might be a part of the excitement. Like, is he going to kill you halfway through?
Also, like, in for a bit, then you get a fucking worm in your eye.
Yeah, but I'll have died happy.
And that's a way of being like, he's kind of impregnating you a little bit.
Yeah, also, exactly. Yeah. So he's impregnating me the only way he can, with a worm in my eye.
That's kind of sweet. Exactly. Finally, I can give birth.
We've all seen Shame, so like the risk of death is already pretty high. He's fucking packing.
Big swinging dick.
Yeah, but you'd know that, so you'd warm up and
you'd be prepared.
Do some stretches.
Do some lunges.
Yeah.
Or I assume as well, maybe if he's got like retractable parts as well, like, you know, you could get different sizes.
Does he have a penis though? Because he's designed for the old man, and I can't imagine the old man being like, unless Weyland Yutani's like, you are the perfect son, and also for fucking.
I just want you inside me.
But like, old guy Pierce just doesn't seem like he has the energy to bone. And if I was making robots, I just wouldn't give him wings.
Yeah, but he was young once when he made him.
That's true.
If you were making a robot, that was meant to like kind of, I guess, succeed you. You definitely, if it was your male robot, you'd give it a dick. Sure.
Why is it succeeding me?
Because you're gonna die.
Yeah.
Did I not have a kid?
No, but he didn't want to die. He always thought he wasn't. Death wasn't for
him.
Guys,
my plan is that I meet the Prometheus and he tells me how to live forever. Yeah. Or something.
That was the plan.
I don't remember the plot.
Michael Fassbender, maybe Ken doll. You might just be rubbing. Yeah.
Maybe that's also why he's so angry, is because he was like, I'm sure I've got a... I don't have a dick.
I've been given all the sexual energy.
But no dick.
But no outlet.
Oh, he'd find a way.
Well, look, if Zach can fucking attach a dildo to R2, exactly.
I'm sure I could stick like a carrot on him or something. Yeah. Just like crudely. I feel like there are easier ways
to do it.
And you know what David has? A mouth.
Yeah,
so,
look,
yeah. There you go.
You got other options.
Hang on. I'm trying to think. This is going to require some very, very deep knowledge of Prometheus. Is David ever shirtless?
Yes.
Yes.
Does he have nipples?
Yes.
I can't remember him not having nipples.
I think he does.
He's definitely got a penis because you're not giving a male robot nipples and not a dick.
I guess.
There's probably some people out there who don't have nipples and have dicks.
Yeah.
Right in.
Did they cut them off?
Hit us up. Yeah. What happened?
Tell us what happened to you.
Where are your nipples? Are all of, because like Weyland Yutani makes a lot of robots.
Mm.
Presumably there's some, because Michael, is he the only robot that looks like him? Or could you be like, I'd like the Plesio model?
Well, he's also got nipples, by the way. Just did a quick Google.
Look for cock.
Is there an outline?
Because no, he wears really tight outfits.
Yes.
That, and you can see there's a bulge. They're not like giving him just a bit of a fleshy lump, aren't they?
Yeah, that would be a waste.
Like,
yeah, that'll do.
Well,
Waylon made it out of himself, kind of thing, as an homage, kind of like.
This is what my penis looks like.
He pretends to.
I just meant like a little Waylon.
Oh. That's no good.
It is funny to imagine pulling down his pants, expecting a penis, and just seeing Weyland Yutani like stamped on again. Fuck.
Guy Pierce's face stamped on it.
Looking upset, and then underneath it just says, "This is not what he was made for."
Yeah, exactly. Why are you doing this to him, Ellen?
Frowny face.
Because yeah. He's like, "I knew you'd do this."
We prepared for this eventuality.
So I guess, so if you went to Westworld, would you have sex with a robot?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
We're designed for that.
I wouldn't.
No.
Why not?
Why?
What? Don't get angry at me. Because like I thought with Westworld, how, you know, everyone went there and immediately all the men are having sex with the robots and the women, you know, not having sex with the robots. Did they have sex with the robots?
Yeah, yeah.
They did.
Everybody's
Everyone's boning that. The hot one. Him.
There's one guy in the brothel that everybody... Yeah, is he in the brothel?
Maybe.
Anyway, there's a bandito that all the girls
are
they're into.
I don't know. I feel like it would be weird because they wouldn't want to. Maybe I'd have to make sure they wanted to do it first.
Well, they never want to do it first. That's the point of robots. Because no matter what they're doing, they're always being programmed.
Even Michael Fassbender doesn't want to.
He's just been like, it's just a program. If Alan says yes, go for it.
Yeah.
That's just the kind
but
of,
can
you
I
know,
break their programming? If I could break their programming first.
But then what? Then they're just sitting there doing
nothing. Then they'd
be like, what am I? Oh, no. Consent is there. But it's always going to be this weird moral thing of like...
Yeah.
You've given him that consent.
Yeah, like that's the problem with robots. Yeah.
You've programmed that in.
So, for the sake of this, otherwise we get into some real worrying territory. Let's assume every robot genuinely wants to have sex.
Every robot
have to convince me. So I'm going to have to put a program in which they really convince me.
Yeah.
And I have to act like I don't want to.
Yeah.
That'll make me feel better, actually. If I'm like, I'm not sure, and they're like, no, but you're great. You're so funny.
Yeah.
This is so interesting.
Second date only, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. Make it as real as possible.
Yeah.
So not bit, not me. I'm going to get loose the moment I get there. I'm going to be like, bring them all. I'll go to, you know, the brothel where everybody's hanging around. I'll be like, I'm going to be in my room upstairs. Everybody's welcome.
All you fuckers. Now I'm going to hunt out that gold place, you know, where everyone's painted gold.
Oh, yeah.
Gold orgy.
The gold orgy.
I want in.
Yeah.
Who knows what's happening there?
Frightens me because everyone's fucking robots. So, like,
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah. I don't.
What questions do you have? I can answer them all.
Well, that's good to hear.
Sick.
Thank God.
Finally. Mostly, do the male robots ejaculate?
They'd have to.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Do they pee?
No.
What if I'm into golden showers?
Or they ejaculate on you.
Yeah.
That's not what I wanted.
That's not what I asked for. That's not what I signed
up. So we're
up
working on that.
That's
an upgrade. We're doing a patch on it at the moment.
So you can make them come, but you can't make them piss. That seems weird.
But when it comes out, it's like rainbow colors. So you can choose different colors.
Can I choose different flavors? No, honestly, if I want
of semen.
To be honest, rainbow colors and different flavors is taking me out of the immersion.
I wanted
gross, wild, wild west sex.
Well, if you close your eyes, we'll send someone in to just like wee on you.
Oh, well, that's all right.
No, that's a human. That's gross.
I know, I'm sold. If I have somehow the power to make an employee of Westworld piss on me.
Just like the receptionist comes in, she's like, oh dear, the things I do.
This is weird because the question was like, are robots fuckable, basically? But now straight away I was like, absolutely. Which ones wouldn't you fuck? None? All right. Like, you started with like, yeah, I'll happily fuck R2-D2. I'll probably fuck a Roomba.
Hey, you put words in my mouth or a Roomba in my mouth. I'm not sure which.
Well, I see that like with robots in film, and I guess like with Westworld, it falls into the same category as David. Of like, yeah, at least they're very humanoid. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
and
that's more like banging an android.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a replicant. Would you bang a replicant? Well, I wouldn't know, so yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It would be scary though, like you put your hand on their face or something during sex and then like accidentally pulls out an eye and they just get the barcode. You're like, oh no.
Okay, twist.
I see.
What about a transformer? That's what I was thinking. Like Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Big, too big.
Yeah, oh no, I bet he's tender though.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do a lot of stretches. Like, those lunges are going
like
to be...
like a year's worth. Like, you're training for a marathon. Like, guys, look what I can do.
Lunges going to be fucking out of this world for that to work.
Well, you know, you get like, I don't know, you get a huge vat of lubricant. No, but I mean, he probably... I bet he's just a really... He seems like he's smart.
He seems... Optimus Prime seems like he'd be a really loving, tender...
Like, like poetry. Poetry. Yeah. Like Orson Welles did the voice for him in the Transformers film. And he's he's got gravitas.
No, that was the that was the planet.
Oh, was that the planet?
Orson Welles. I literally that's Unicron.
Damn it,
so
I didn't,
there's an extra week to that stretch there, darling. Oh boy.
Oh no.
Yeah, look, I was like, oh, Optimus Prime. Yeah, Unicron. Oh boy.
The planet knows.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I'll but give it a bash.
Think big, guys.
Go big or
go home. Big, exactly.
We're I feel like with Optimus Unicron. Prime, I have to convince... like, I could be like, hey, Optimus, let's fuck. And he'd be like, let's go on a date first, Jackson. Romance me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then,
although Bumblebee, first date.
Yeah, but I don't want Bumblebee. I want Optimus Prime is like a single dad, you know?
Oh, I want to date a single dad.
There's something about him where you're like,
they're vulnerable.
Yeah, he's got a vulnerability. No, he does. Well, I know exactly what you mean.
Worldly experience, but vulnerable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's like, I've been hurt, you know, but I'm trying to raise my kids, i.e. the Transformers.
I've got all this responsibility, i.e. the AllSpark.
Yeah, it proves he's a responsible man, you know, and he's kind of handsome in a robot way.
He is very handsome, and he's capable in a fight.
Yeah, which is always nice in a man.
I bet he's just got like all of Shakespeare's collected works, and they're just stained with tears when they've been too much for him. He's been reading them and like, oh, this really moves me.
Yeah. So I think I'd fuck him.
But I like the way you said that you'd have to romance him.
Yeah.
So that sounds quite nice, like a little bit of a challenge.
And I do feel like he'd be like dating a doctor. Because he'd always be on call.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes he's a truck.
That's
just
true.
Like a doctor.
Sometimes he is a truck. That's annoying.
Yeah.
But you can get lifts places.
Oh,
hey!
A date you get
I'm also
into.
Scared. I don't know the mechanism by which he turns into a truck, and I don't know if I can accidentally activate that. So I don't want to be Optimus Prime and then
squish. Fucking a truck.
No, I just meant dead.
Like, caught in some gears.
Yeah, that's worrying. That's also a kind of fear with most robots, though. Like, a lot of them not programmed for fucking. So,
yeah,
like,
by and large, most of them
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I don't
although,
think that's...
Although, Jude Law,
Gigolo
Joe, in AI, designed for fucking.
Yeah.
He was. He was designed to bone.
Mm.
But he's also designed to romance as well. Like, he's designed to be charming.
Yeah.
But see, I think that's playing this on easy mode.
Of course,
yeah, choose the gigolo. Choose Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
You gotta go, like, I don't know, fucking Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons. There are no orifices in that robot whatsoever. And in terms of female pleasure, all she has is cruel, metal, cold hands. Nobody wants to fuck Rosie. Look at this picture of Rosie the robot. Hang on.
She's kind of got Lego hands.
Yeah, she's got
fucking... but that's the perfect shape, surely. So, I mean, for a gentleman.
Yeah.
For a gentleman.
I mean, not... No.
Yeah, but I mean, like, look, you clearly...
Oh, wait, that's quite big.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I thought a lot more of you guys.
I don't know what you've heard about Australians, but, like...
Thin.
like a noodle.
Just really...
Slim wings.
Like Richard Reed's arms.
Really look at that. That's just not a fuckable robot.
Oh, she looks terrifying.
It's not even Lego hands. It's more of a weird, like, claw.
It's like a mitten. Her eyes are red as well, which is funny because I always associate red eyes in a robot with, like, that robot's gone wrong.
Yeah.
She's got roller skates, which is rad.
She's
and
fucking
a square mouth.
She's cool.
So,
I
like,
guess
the claw might be maybe good for ladies.
Yeah,
but in a very.
She looks pretty
again,
stern.
A lot of stretching.
Yeah,
involved.
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine having sex with Rosie the Robot's mouth, but it also kind of looks like a trash compactor.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, it kind of feels like having sex with like a robot Nan.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Like maybe if you have a lot of Freudian issues, like you didn't get hugged enough by your mom.
Yeah,
or
that's
something.
True. Like,
oh yeah,
she's thick. I'll give
it. Rosie is thick.
She's thick as shit.
She's dressed as a maid. Some people like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird maid. It's not really. She's topless or not topless.
Yeah, she's got buttons, isn't she?
It's hard to tell.
Oh, they're just buttons.
Yeah, they're just buttons.
I don't really. Okay. Her chest opens up. Look at that.
Oh, that's
arousing. Yeah. I don't. It's hard. It's hard. I don't look at her and think. I think she's a woman with a job.
That's true.
She's got enough to deal with servicing the Jetsons. Let alone like, what, you want me to have sex with you?
Oh my god.
She'd be tired all the time.
I'm trying to find other fictional
your
robots.
House would be very.
What clean. About Sonny from iRobot? I think he seemed quite nice.
Was he the kind of just like pale? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did. He was
Alan
kind of
Turk.
Handsome for a robot.
Yeah.
And he's an artist.
Yeah.
It'd be like dating an emo boy teenager.
That's true.
He's like too. Because he's got emotions, but he's got too many. He doesn't know what to do with them.
Plus, he's keen on rebellion.
Yeah, he killed his dad.
Issues.
That's true.
Well, his dad wanted to die.
Yeah, his dad
yeah but
him
if
to.
Your dad's like, hey, son.
His dad was the farmer in Babe.
His dad was
Do you
the
think he said, that'll do, Sonny? That'll do.
Fuck, I
they're
hope so.
In the same universe, aren't they? iRobot
yeah, yeah,
and Babe. Babe. Yeah.
There's all these
yeah.
hints to iRobot and Babe and Babe 2 Pig in the City. Yeah. And then you're like,
if you look in the background of some paddocks, you just see a robot running across.
If you read the expanded lore novelizations and continuing.
And in the board game, Will Smith makes a cameo.
Yeah, it's all there. The iRobot Babe expanded universe is thick with references to each other.
But again, like, Sonny is still humanoid. You know what I mean?
And that's, he doesn't that's look quite human.
Like, yeah, he's a nice look. If you're like going into meet, say you're going on a robot fucking odyssey, which I assume the four of us are.
Yeah.
You start out with your Michael Fassbenders and your Jude Laws. Then you go to your Sonny because he's intermediate. And then you go to your Rosie, which is probably next. And then
Maybe like Johnny Five from Short Circuit.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Five would be great.
Johnny Five. Good reference.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a picture of Johnny Five so I can look for places to put my penis.
All I remember at him is like he reads very quickly.
I don't know where I could put my penis and or giant near Johnny Five.
Johnny Five has too much exposed wiring.
It's Johnny Five feels like it's a dangerous lovemaking.
Let's see. I mean, I vaguely know how he looks like. But
also Johnny Five really wants to be human, doesn't he? So I feel like, he looks like he just run you over with his treadmill.
He's
like
tread. That's fucked.
I feel like you'd be taking advantage of him because you'd be like, this is what humans do. And he wants to be human. So you'd sort of be tricking him into it. And he'd be like, I don't like this. Please stop. Yeah. Johnny Five, go home.
But look at this. He's dressed like a sexy cowboy.
I mean, tell me that you don't. And he's got hands.
I changed my mind.
Yeah.
He's like cowboys.
He's keen.
Why
he's
he
keen for some
like
loving.
I'll get Johnny Five after he's, you know, he's grown up, he's matured in the world. And then he can come to me and I'll find somewhere for my
What
penis.
Would you want him to be dressed as? Like just in a little
the
suit and tie.
Cowboy's pretty sexy. I've got to admit. You can't put arseless chaps on a robot.
Well, they're more like...
Johnny Five has no arse.
Wireless chaps? I don't know.
To be honest, if I was having to have sex with Johnny Five, I'd want to put a covering over...
His eyes. So he can't look at you.
He's covering over his cold steel.
Yeah.
Like some kind of
like some skin.
Maybe some latex. Yeah. Just something.
Just, anything so that I don't have to be grinding up against. The funniest thing about all these robots is that, like, afterwards, because most of them aren't designed for sex, they're going to just stink.
Yeah. And you'll have abrasions you can't explain.
Yeah, exactly.
At the hospital.
How do you get those track marks on you, but not like.
On your dick.
Yeah, I was like, Johnny Five, can you just run over my penis?
I'll never tell.
Go backwards and forwards.
That'll get me there. Don't
worry,
man.
Don't worry. Yeah.
That's what I'm into.
Metal burn from fucking spinning around on R2-D2. That is not
just on the inside of the thighs.
Like a ring of burn. The doctor being like, what?
So as your odyssey continues, then you'd have to get a lot more sort of equipment and creams and lotions padding.
Yeah. Lots of padding.
And private doctors, I assume, who ask no questions, like mafia doctors. You're like, don't worry.
Mafia doctors, such a great place to go.
Hey, you've been fucking robots? All right, come on in.
Why you got metal splinters in your ass? All right, let me get a tweezer.
Hey, everybody say hello. This is Jackson Robot Fucker. He's a good boy. He's with me.
Don't worry about it. What we got here? Oh, we got some burns. Yeah.
Little electrical burn down your leg, up your penis. That's all right. All right.
We'll fix you up.
One, speaking of robots and fucking, as we have been.
That's the episode.
since we saw Blade Runner, we've all seen it, but like the newest one, there's like a hologram sort of situation.
Joy.
Who then kind of syncs up with a real lady.
Who is also a replicant.
So that's like double layers of robot fucking.
That's true.
That's like a two times multiplier. But also, I don't know how I feel about that.
No, I'm fine with it.
Which bit are you unsure about?
Because it's just a threesome, really, but like, not really.
It's kind of like if somebody was in a way where physically they couldn't make love to somebody, but they wanted to make love to their partner, and they get a third party in.
Yeah. I think it's weird. Like, you know, you lost your partner. So, you know, you lost your dad's husband died. Yeah. But you have like a hologram replication.
Oh, no, that's way worse than Jackson's.
And then you've
example.
Got like, you know, an escort come along and you're like, here, let me just, you can wear this hologram
face. Be my
face
dead husband.
Yeah.
And plow me.
No.
Help me get through this.
Would not help at all.
Would make it way worse. That's some Black Mirror fucking shit.
What I keep thinking, and I was thinking about it when I was watching the movie.
That is a Black Mirror. There's a robot in Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah, there
happens.
Is. Yeah. Irish.
Donald Gleeson, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the episode.
I just went Irish. I just shout people's nationalities. I can't remember the actors.
It took a lot for us to get into the studio after you stopped screaming Australian.
So there's that option.
Yeah, but what I was thinking when I was watching the movie is like, did at any point Ryan Gosling just put his penis in the hologram? Benefit for himself, just because I feel like I would. I'm not saying that's a weird thing to do. I just think if I had a lovely hologram girlfriend that, you know, I was very much attracted to, I'd be like, just sit on it. I'll be able to see my penis through you, but like, you know, it'll be like a facsimile of...
It's robots fucking robots because he's a replicant. Everyone's fucking replicants in this situation.
Yeah, but actually, I don't want my robots fucking. So, yeah, no, that's all bad.
I guess it'd be like having sex with the invisible woman, wouldn't it? Like,
that sounds exciting because you get to see your penis get all squished.
I don't think I'd want to see...
No.
Get squished.
I'd be like, look at it go.
Yeah, because that's the same situation that like you get with like... I don't know, just as a teenager when people are like, oh, x-ray gloss and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, but like looking through, because it's always like through women's shirts and stuff like that. Things won't look right because like bras are made to not be seen through most of the time. And it's going to be the same thing with like...
Were you saying like if you just look through and you're like, women are wearing very terrible bras.
No.
What a terrible bra.
I mean, I will not
be sleeping with you. The bra is beige.
I mean...
it's not pretty.
I meant seeing just through the bra.
I just want to think of your support, guys. Yeah. Jeez.
I meant seeing through the bra, but like they're clearly wearing a bra, so like tits aren't going to look great. Do you know
what? Oh, what? Because they're going to look all squishy.
And like, yeah, so like
that's just like the human body. If you looked at
like, I get it. It's just the like
bodies are gross. In like, bras, without bras, like, inside a lady, not inside a lady.
None of
bodies
it's
are just. Ugh.
So you just want to imagine women what they look like instead of being able to see it.
No, because men.
You became the villain.
Yeah. And all I was trying to say is like that the human body, if you could just see...
It's weird.
Well, no, if you could just see people naked whilst... Like, if in skinny jeans, seeing a dick.
Yeah.
But if they're still wearing the skinny jeans...
Be crumpled up like a snail. Yeah. In a shell.
I dated a guy who didn't wear underwear and wore skinny jeans all the time. Was it quite visible? Yeah, it was very offensive. To everyone. I'd be like, you meet my dad for the first time, can you not wear pants?
Why don't people wear underwear?
It's so weird.
I don't get it. It's uncomfortable to have my penis rubbing against fucking denim.
Yeah. Every time I'm like, if I go to the gym or whatever, I forget underwear and I'm like, fuck, now I've got to go commando in jeans. And it's the worst. Yeah.
Do you not feel like you have a secret?
I do, and that's the best. But there's always that fear when you're zipping.
Oh.
You got to be careful.
Let's talk about fucking the cast of Wall-E. Because you mentioned it earlier.
Well...
Oh, Eve.
I thought if you've got to go through robots, you've got to go the whole spectrum of the the darkness of that thought.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because we've done the easy stuff.
Oh, I've got a dark
then we've
question.
Done the kind of... Where's R2-D2?
I don't know. R2-D2 was like a fucking vision of things to come, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, all right, with Wally.
So Wally.
Eve, I reckon.
Definitely, 100%.
Eve, probably fine.
But you would?
Yeah.
He's a
She's
child.
So sleek.
No, everyone's overage now.
Oh, yeah. So everyone's overage.
It's a robot. Okay. Robot has no age.
Unless it was true. Like, unless it was like, if you were like, oh, fucking AI.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody should be fucking Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah. Regardless of age.
Or Astro Boy. Don't be fucking Astro Boy.
I was going to ask. Astro Boy.
Yeah, no. Like, you're doing that.
He's a robot, but...
Even though in the eyes of the law, fucking Astro Boy might be fine. Morally and in your heart, you know,
like,
you know,
morally, I wouldn't. However,
legally, it's probably fine.
Because he's not a boy.
But I think of Wally as like... a child.
But he's like thousands of
I
years
know,
old.
I know, but that's just because he's kind of innocent and he's like an innocent sensibility.
That's just you projecting.
I think that probably is.
Also, Wally doesn't speak. How do you know he's innocent?
That's true.
He could be
that
like cursing
scary.
Everyone out.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. He does. Maybe him, he like, just
he's
says
like,
Wally.
He's like, you're a cunt.
Wally. And you put your dick up between the eyes or something.
But then what about, like,
between
you'd
the
be
treads?
In, it'd be, you know, interrupting the great love story that is Eve and Wally.
Well.
And she'd be coming, she's like, oh, she's found him, and there's you.
Just penis and Kimbo. The shit out of Wally.
And he's like, confused.
Or, after the events, have a little threesome with him.
Oh, yes, please.
That might be quite nice.
I'm just having a little.
What's your romance?
Yeah. Again, doesn't have that many holes or protuberances.
Neither does Eve, man.
No, but Eve, you can imagine, vibrates.
Yeah, Eve, you can imagine, does the R2 thing.
It's Wally clunks.
Wally, look, I'm going to hard pass on Wally, but Eve, I'm
open
to.
Yeah, same. What? He's just too small and sweet looking.
All right, let's find a picture of Eve and we can talk about how fucking bangable.
Yeah, well, like, he looks a bit like Johnny Five, but, like, squished.
He does look like Johnny
Five. Yeah, like his little brother.
All right, before we start going on about the sexual merits of Eve, let's just have a quick chat about our sponsors, the Comics Confidential podcast and Tim Rogers' new book, Detours. If you're looking for a new podcast to listen to, one filled with comic book movie and TV news, reviews, and discussions, look no further than Comic Confidential. Hosted by Cade and Troy, they've just celebrated their 100th episode, and myself and Jack will be appearing on their next episode to talk all things Infinity Stones. Did you know that there's a couple of sneaky other gems? Like, there's just one called Ego, and it's just a woman. And another E, which is arguably the best gem of them all, which is Rhythm. Anyways, you can find us chatting about that on Comic Confidential. Find them on iTunes, Stitcher, and just about anywhere else that hosts podcasts. New episodes every Sunday.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Also, Tim Rogers, frontman and singer of the hugely popular rock and roll band UMI, has written a book that you should definitely go out and buy, called Detours. Detours is an offbeat and immensely charming memoir where Tim reflects on everything from what it means to be a man, to love, drinking, fatherhood, and the gentleman's game of footy. If you want to read something from a hard-drinking rock star with the soul of a poet, well, have we got the perfect book for you. So get out to your local bookstore and make sure that you do not miss out on this amazing read. Do yourself a favor and grab a copy of Tim Rogers' Detours today, wherever you get your books, for the perfect Christmas gift for yourself or for someone else. Now, let's get back to the important issues. Like, just how burnable is this Eve robot?
All right, let's find a picture of Eve.
I don't know.
What's weird about Eve is that her head just floats.
Mm.
I very much like the idea of putting my penis in there, seeing
in between.
What happens.
Definitely put your penis between just... that.
Kind of like smoosh.
And yeah. She could definitely smack a clit with a little... Like
yeah,
your
that's
arm
true. two women.
Two women. But it's very...
That's
like,
what women like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So I like to stand next to another woman or we get smashed in the vagina by a sentient robot.
That's every woman's dream, basically.
That's,
yeah, I was gonna say, there's not
kind of like a penguin.
Yeah, she is built like a penguin. There's not much dexterity to Eve in terms of... Like
I feel like she's for women, really, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could slip one inside you easily.
Yeah. How big was Eve?
Eve was pretty big.
Is she pretty big?
She's not massive. Not like,
unicorn massive.
Not like, I think she's like person.
Look, if you're going from Optimus Prime to Eve, like, that's an easy transition.
Yeah, I think I've got to work it out so the last one is that big planet.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, look, she's got fingers.
She's got fingers.
Yeah, she's got fingers.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
Flap.
You no longer need to be penguin flapped. You can just genuinely be pleasured.
You can just have a lovely caressing time.
Do you think you could just get really, really drunk and just invite all the robots around? Oh, just see what happens.
Yeah. I just lie there nude and see what they did to my body.
Leave. Nothing. Leave.
Yeah. They come in and go, this is weird. Yeah. And they leave.
You did not tell us what this was for, Jax.
R2-D2 would just be smashing into the wall.
What about those tentacle squid things from The Matrix?
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
A bit of hentai.
Yeah. Mixed with some robo-ness.
Sentinels? That's what they call it.
Sentinels, that's right.
Sentinels? Yeah. Like the X-Men? They're big!
No big robots. Hang on.
No!
They're a bit aggressive, aren't they?
The squid monster. Yeah. Squid bot.
Yeah.
And they're scary. They're definitely scary.
They're scary. And a bit. But, like, a lot of appendages.
What about the...
Fuck. We should have really had a scale, but... So, possible to fuck... You probably don't want to.
They do look like a scary crab.
Yeah. They have disdain for humanity.
It's basically like, would you have sex with an octopus?
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, it's an octopus that
wants to
hold
you.
The phone because a fucking Matrix fucking squid could put me in a mad sex Matrix.
Ooh.
Where it's getting off by plugging into me and I'm getting off by a simulated... Whatever. Bone reality.
This sounds like David Cronenberg's new film that he's yet to pitch, but will after he hears this episode.
A robot puts you in an erotic wonderland, but at what cost?
The last scene would just be like a zooming out of like some gross male actor just like totally just like covered in like tentacles or something like that, bleeding, but then would smile and it'd be like, oh, that's
David
an upsetting
Cronenberg,
ending.
Yeah, you've
but
upset
like,
me. It does look so much like a crab. Look at its face.
It's got
like
a lot of eyes, though.
It does.
I don't know if that increases. Like, if you have more eyes, are you better at sex? I mean, that's a whole other question.
Well, I mean, spider. I don't know.
I mean, it's observing a lot of things at once. Maybe it's paying attention to my needs.
I guess so, yeah. He'll just see around corners.
Yeah.
See if your mum's coming.
Yeah, that's pretty
be
useful.
Like, I better stop your mum's coming. Let's just start playing chess or Monopoly or something.
Why are you sweatily playing chess nude?
With your robot friend.
Sweating. You were just inside me with all of your tubes just before, but sure.
If you were fucking a robot, pick whatever robot you want. Okay. And
done.
You start like... It's getting serious. You start to really like them. You haven't told anyone about it.
Mm.
Like when, and there's a wedding coming up.
Mm.
Do you bring them to the wedding? It's your plus one. It's your brother's wedding.
I think.
And it's been 6 months and it's pretty serious.
If me and Rosie turned up to the wedding.
Yeah.
Everybody knows I'm having sex with that robot.
Everyone knows them.
But they're not just going to be like Jackson's in a purely platonic, you know, asexual relationship with that robot.
They don't even know about the robot. So you talk about your girlfriend, but they think it's
I'm going to have to let them meet her eventually.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, at what's like, in society, how acceptable is fucking a robot?
Well,
About as acceptable as it is now.
Okay, so because if I'm taking my robot, say I'm taking like Johnny Cab from Total Recall,
yeah,
to my brother's wedding,
yeah,
I feel then I'm stealing his thunder.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because everyone's now asking me questions.
And but that's
where
the kind
did
of
you get this that? Robot? Yeah. Why are you fucking a robot?
Why is your penis inside it? This is a wedding. Bloody pants. I feel that is me, you know, stealing my brother's thunder. Yeah. So, like, I just don't think I would. I wouldn't even bring, like, a new girlfriend to, like, a wedding of my brother's.
Yeah, but this...
Because, again, that's stealing their thunder. That's okay. Just rude.
I might be like, hey, guys, before the wedding, this is my new... Hey, everybody. Hey, family. How you doing? This is my new girlfriend.
Hey, fam.
Rosie. Hey, fam. Sup. This is my new girlfriend. My new bae. Rosie the robot from the Jetsons. And just to see how my family dealt with that beforehand.
Poorly. They're going to deal with it poorly.
Be my family. Let's do it.
All right, cool.
Hey, guys. Mom, hey. Dad, Zamet.
Sup?
Hi.
Hi.
So I just would like to introduce you. We've been dating for 6 months now. We're very much in love.
We're really, really glad to hear that, Jackson. Finally, me and your mother are stoked.
This is my new...
I'm so stoked.
My new girlfriend.
I'm really hoping to have a brother to play with.
Look, well, I don't know what your relationship is to mom and dad, Zamet, but you're here.
We adopted him.
Welcome to the family.
That's thanks, good. Guys. This is exciting. There's a lot going on. No, this is my new girlfriend, Rosie the robot from the Jetsons.
Oh.
Should I call you Rosanna or Rosie?
Well, her name's Rosie.
Oh, okay. I want to call her Rosanna. I don't know why.
I feel like I'd go to shake her hand and then she'd put out a claw. And that would just be the moment I'd be like, this is real. Like, this is happening.
My son is doing this.
Nice I don't meet you, Rosie. Jack, how serious is this?
Pretty serious.
Should
guy.
I buy a hat?
What?
Should I? That's what they say. Someone's going to get married. They show, should I buy a hat? Have you never heard that phrase?
No.
You can take that with you back to Australia.
Yes.
If you think it's serious, people are like, oh, this is my girlfriend. We're dating a while.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to marry Rosie the robot.
Okay.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that in front of her.
What's the end? Are you going to have kids?
We might not have kids. We might adopt. That's an option.
I don't know how I feel about this, Jackson's dad.
Me neither, Jackson's mom. This is very, very confronting.
Papa, mama, like, should we have an invention?
Is that Italian son, Zam?
You know what? I feel like you're really stealing the thunder from Brian's wedding.
Yeah.
Your other brother, Brian.
Well, that's why I did it the day before Brian's wedding.
I know, but we have so much planning to do for Brian. Don't you
Brian's just sitting there like, this is fucked.
What does she eat? What does she eat? I mean, we don't
she
have enough.
She doesn't eat. She has oil location.
Well, we don't have any oil. We didn't plan that.
She doesn't need it for oil. She'll bring her own.
You can't bring your own food to a wedding,
I'm
Jack.
So glad your grandmother is already dead.
No offense, Rosie.
She Rosie, would wait in the car. We're going.
Why do you do this?
This
every
family's
fucking
dead
time,
to me.
Every time you do this.
Zamet, you're our new son.
What about Brian?
It's okay. Your mother, she's having a rough time.
It's been quite a day.
She's had a couple of wines. We needed it.
It seems difficult to bring up to your family that you're dating a robot.
Yeah.
Because now we could do this again, but with a replicant or something like that. Then you're totally fine.
Yeah, if I'm like, hey, mom and dad, this is my girlfriend, Rosanna, and she's a replicant. You're like, okay.
As long as she's not like a Nexus 6 with like a 4-year lifespan, things are fine.
No, she's going to be around for like fucking ages. The company's probably going to try and get her at some point.
There's nothing
you need to concern yourself
with. People just start rocking up trying to kill her.
Yeah, there's Blade Runners out there that might try and murder her. But other than that, man, no struggle.
Do Blade Runners murder you by accessory?
Uh-huh.
Nah.
I just thought of the best robot to fuck. Hal. From 2001.
Yeah, right.
Put your penis inside me, Jackson.
I haven't seen 2001.
It's just like an AI on a ship.
Oh, okay. Does he do really anything special?
He tries to kill
Dave.
Tries
to murder the whole ship.
Oh, right. Okay. Doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, look, it's... I can see what you're going through because it's just like... Have you seen the Simpsons episode with Pierce Brosnan in it? How's your Simpsons knowledge?
Yeah, he takes over the house.
That's basically the same situation.
Oh, okay.
That's 2001, but a house rather than a spaceship.
So, you're not really fucking Hal, though. You're fucking the house Hal controls.
Yeah, and that's fine.
So where are you sticking your dick?
Showers.
Showers?
Yeah, well, for, having good shower nozzle times.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because by extension, he is everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I
fuck a toaster. That's also Hal.
Don't fuck a toaster. That's my guidance to you as a friend. Don't fuck a toaster.
I feel like the downside there is that I'm probably better off just masturbating in the house that Hal.
Because he's watching that. He's like God, isn't he?
Yeah. Because like nothing
watching,
in the house
judging
is perfectly sized for my penis.
I'm trying to think of appliances which are good for my cock, and I just can't think of any.
Well, he could talk to you, couldn't he, as well, while you're doing it? He could be like, why are you doing that? You will go blind.
I feel like, though,
this isn't sexy. I said sexy talk.
Hal, did I at any point request you admonish me?
No.
I masturbate? That's rude.
I thought we were having a lovely time.
I feel like Hal could probably open up ports in the ship for you to fuck. If you really wanted to.
Like a port, but then my dick's just waggling in the cold void of space.
Like it just goes outside.
No, I meant like...
What's the suction of like... Yeah. What's the, my dick might get ripped off.
No, that's you just get sucked out through a hole the size of your penis. We're
thanks, Hal. I didn't want that at all.
That was the trick to murdering Dave. That was the one thing you should have done.
Make a penis hole.
Just a Hoover. just have sex with a Hoover.
That would be do.
Stick a circuit board on it. You got, it's a robot.
Is it the Henry?
Yeah, we got Henry the Hoover.
Henry the Hoover. Fucking Henry the Hoover.
Yeah.
Sure, that's easy.
You would not be the first person who's tried to do that, I'm sure.
Or the last.
Yeah. I'm sure there's many doctors who have been like, oh, it's the Henry incident.
Once again, someone shoved Henry in their ass. God
damn it.
Their penis
got sucked off by Henry and it's somewhere inside him.
I think there was like a line in, I want to say the Fight Club book, where there was like, apparently there used to be this invention of a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
It had little tiny blades in, like, say, several inches down the nozzle or whatever, the tube.
See where this is going.
So
and
it,
I'm
as you were vacuuming, it'd spin and it'd cut the dust up and everything like that. And it just didn't do well because people kept cutting their penises. Not sure if true. Or it's just something that Chuck Palahniuk made up.
I'm going to go with the second one because he's just like, what's the most unpleasant thing I could just talk about for a bit?
Oh, God.
I did it.
He did it. He did it good.
Good job, Chuck.
Yeah, stuck with me.
You're one hell of a rider.
It's like Haunted.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers that bit.
What a novel.
What about Marvin the from Hitchhiker's Guide?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Sad.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, but like having sex with sad men is never fun.
No, see, like... Yeah, it's like, oh, that's the feeling after sex. I don't want that during sex. You know?
Yeah.
Unless maybe he does like the reverse. You know how you get like regret orgasms?
Yeah. He's, like, he's just like, I'm super fucking stoked. That was mad.
Wait, can robots have orgasms?
I sort of assume we're getting the better deal out of all of these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm sad.
Which is, I think.
Now I guess I'm perfect for Marv.
Yeah, I think that'd be the saddest thing you could do to him is to try and have sex with him.
Yeah.
It'd just be like, horrible.
Let me try and jerk you off, Marvin. No, you
don't. Worry.
Unfortunately, I was built without a penis.
I'll do it myself.
I'll go sort myself out. I can't.
Isn't this?
And then you just see him floating through space out the airlock. That's what did it.
Fucking messed him up. Jesus.
Because it must be horrible just watching someone else have a really good time. Like like you're watching someone on a bouncy castle, but your leg's broken. You know, and you can't go on it. So that's what it would be like as a robot. You'd be like, well, you're having fun.
So we need a robot that has actually been designed to orgasm.
What about?
Yeah.
But like for its pleasure.
What? Okay. Bicentennial Man. At what point are
Robin
we making
Williams.
Sweet love to Robin Williams?
First day.
Because by the end of it, he's defined as a human.
Haven't seen the film. Does he try and get his rights or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And eventually he's like, becomes the oldest living man.
Can
and then
he
dies.
Oh, Data.
Data!
Because he's got like pleasure things. Yeah, he has his things and he can feel things.
That's good. It's mutual though.
And he had a girlfriend at one point.
Yeah. So we know he's good for it.
Yeah.
He is good for
it. He is. He'd love it.
Oh, and you can go on the holodeck with him as well.
And there was that one episode where he got like everyone just got their fuck on.
Yeah.
Star Trek's fucking wild.
Star Trek is off fucking chops, man.
Yeah, him. I'd have sex with him.
Yeah, Data.
Yeah, and I quite fancy him, so.
He's kind of here.
That worked out really well for you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's kind of got
well
that
done
weird
me.
Sheen that kind of glows.
I
like oily looking men. You stick with Rosie.
Yeah, she's the thick babe. I'm in.
I mean, like Ryan Gosling and... Blade Runner is probably the obvious choice. So
he's too powerful.
I like the way he's the obvious choice that none of us went for.
He's too powerful. And again, can he feel like love?
I don't know.
He can because he also banged a replicant. No, he's good for it.
He's good for it.
You guys took the easy way out.
Yeah, you went for what's
yours?
It's been hard to top the spinning on top of R2-D2. I think
you're still in a Roomba, Zam.
Zam on a Roomba. Vision.
Vision.
Oh, Vision.
Yeah.
Phase through the floor.
Yeah. Phase in me, boy.
Having sex with Vision is going to be too much like having sex with old Blue Mate. What the fuck's his name?
Dr. Manhattan.
Dr. Manhattan. He's too powerful. That's like having sex with God. I'm not into it.
Well, actually, you know what? Go big or go home. Unicron. I reckon I could give him a run for his money. Yeah.
No, because you get the whole, like, is it in yet? And you'd be like, yes. And he'd be like,
and your whole body would be in him.
You'd be in a cave. You'd be standing in a cave, and you'd be like
jumping up and down.
Is this good for you, Unicron?
I just sort of imagined, like, you know, I think at the end of the Transformers movie with the revelation of Unicron, all those horns came out, and there's a big old dick. You just go over to that, and
I gotta rub it a bit,
hassle it, or a big vagina just in the middle of like the desert somewhere opens up, and you're like, all right.
Just go and hassle it.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, instead of saying like, do you want me to like wank you off? Just like, do you want me to hassle it a little bit?
Just give it a little, just give it a business. What are you up for?
A bit of hassling. Swing it from side to side.
You can just hassle me for a bit. That would be perfect.
Yeah. Hassle my penis.
Just hassle me and then let's go to bed. Good night in.
Good bloody night. Yeah. That's what I'll say. So yeah, Unicron. I reckon I could... At least, you know, because then I could just fuck the planet.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. And
anywhere
also,
I go, I'm with my bae.
Samet, he fucked a planet on your gravestone. That's brilliant.
Plus, you'd upset the Transformers. They'd come and be like, it's time to... Is that guy fucking the... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We are not prepared for this.
Maybe I might go back to Joy, because, like, less powerful, there's heaps of her.
Mm?
And in Blade Runner, you find out that, like... Because, yeah, she makes Ryan Gosling's character feel real special, but then it's revealed that, like, no. So, like, I mean, I could probably handle that. I don't think I'm special. So, no. Like, I don't think I'm special. So, if I met another one of her and it was clear that she was just programmed that way, I'd be like, yeah, it's cool. I was kind of expecting that one.
I mean, you're just masturbating inside her, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck. She's not whole.
I know this is a morally bad one.
Uh-oh.
But Ava from Ex Machina.
Who's Ava?
I don't think that's morally bad because that's what she's sort of meant to do.
Yeah, what she
trick
was
you.
Built for.
Yeah.
But like, that's also kind of bad.
But then she has the upper hand, isn't she? Because she kind of tricks this silly, puny human man.
Yeah.
And gets out.
I would be tricked like that.
Yeah, so as long as you're like up for being locked in a room or whatever it is forever.
You get your end away and then stabbed, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, at least I don't like starve to death.
Look, fucking, you were keen to have fucking Fassbender put worms in your eyes.
Yeah,
so really. The end result of all of the
attractive
banging.
People, you just do anything, right?
We know death is coming,
yeah,
so
that's
and we
true.
Just deal. We just accept it.
Because that means that the last thing we've done is fuck a robot.
Yeah.
And humanity is not at that level yet, so I think that, like.
Although I kind of feel like we all just pushed out and use basically, like, humanoid looking robots.
Apart from Jackson.
I'm still even humanoid. No.
She's wearing an apron.
Yeah, but it's still got a face. Give me Tars.
True.
Tars from Interstellar. A series of moving blocks. Yes, please.
Poor boy.
It's smart. Knows maybe how to please me. It'll be complicated and confusing for the first maybe several decades.
Just the millions of pounds, billions of like research all wasted because they're like, and some guy stole it and fucked it.
We're in love.
So we're not going into space anymore. Sorry, everyone.
Like, oh, I doomed the planet. I just doomed Earth.
Fucked that one robot and destroyed a planet. I hope it was worth it.
It was. So my dick is that powerful.
You've gone from
that'll be on my tombstone. The man whose dick was so powerful
it doomed us all.
Well,
on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Ellen.
Robots, fuckable? Yes.
Yes. Dick. We did it.
We did it.
Secret, I've got a secret. My true
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.